Thousands of homeowners in the Northeast say insurance companies have intentionally lowballed damage estimates from Superstorm Sandy. This has led to an unprecedented step for FEMA. It's offering to reopen all flood claims, despite its formalized appeals process. That process was put in place after Hurricane Isabel struck the Mid-Atlantic in 2004. As Charles Lane of member station WSHU reports, statistics show that FEMA's appeals process went against Sandy victims almost every time.
Doug Quinn drove to the post office feeling good. Even though his insurance company gave him half the value of his home in Toms River, New Jersey, he had proof the insurance company was wrong.
Inch and a half, 2 inches thick, documented to the nth degree with pictures and engineering reports.
Relieved, he mailed his appeal to FEMA.
My government is going to have my back. They're going to look at this objectively.
After 5 months, a letter arrives. FEMA sided with the insurance company.
Not only did the government not have my back, the government had put a knife in my back.
In fact, FEMA's appeals process almost never works in favor of homeowners. According to interviews with insurance insiders, FEMA's appeals process is a, quote, joke and, quote, rigged in favor of insurance companies.
The saddest part about it is when you appeal, it goes back to the same people who turned you down the first time.
David Charles is a public insurance adjuster. For the last 37 years, he has moved from disaster to disaster, calculating the damage. He says when homeowners appeal, they think FEMA will be reviewing it. But actually, the appeal goes to servicing companies hired by the insurance companies.
And then they refer them out to the field adjuster who originally handled it for his input.
Charles and others call the appeals process a big circle. In some ways, Sandy victims are actually lucky because the storm was big enough to incentivize lawyers to fight the lowballed claims. But for homeowners in flash floods in the West or smaller tropical storms on the East Coast, all those people have is FEMA's appeals process.
There's nothing they can do except continue to argue, and what ends up happening is they roll over and just take it, and their financial lives are destroyed.
FEMA says that roughly 15% of the 4,000 appeals since Sandy, homeowners were given additional payouts. But advocates report a lower success rate. Ann Dibble is director of the Storm Response Unit for the nonprofit New York Legal Assistance Group. She says 92% of her appeals were ruled against homeowners and in favor of insurance companies.
You know, I don't think that we knew when we were doing all of the appeals that, in fact, it was so stacked against our clients. And to find out, as we've been finding out over the past few months, how seriously dysfunctional this process was and how unfair it's been to our clients has actually been shocking.
Ann Dibble compares the denial of Sandy appeals to the robo-signing of foreclosure documents back during the housing crisis. And in some ways, she's right. Ed Pastrick worked for the federal flood program since its inception until just last year. He says FEMA's rules allow insurance companies to process appeals in bulk based on factors within the damage reports.
Once you determine that that factor either was in fact valid or not valid, then you've got a whole set of appeals that can be resolved right there.
Pastrick adds that generally the people who review appeals want to help homeowners, but they have to follow the rules set up by FEMA's Claims and Appeals Office. But that was before FEMA struck a tentative deal to overhaul the federal flood program. FEMA spokesman Raphael Lemaitre says things are going to be different.
Including increasing oversight, making sure that people who have doubts about their claims have an avenue to contact us, and leadership changes as well.
FEMA has offered to reopen every Sandy claim. Lawyers for homeowners say FEMA has been working hard to regain the trust of policyholders. They say in time, they'll have it. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.